So get out of bed, run to the loo, and have your morning leak. Tonight it is the weekend, so let's go to the pub, and maybe get a nice kebab, or go to a nightclub. I know a very special place where the girls wear tiny thongs, but it's not the time or place for that. It's the Friday cheesy song.
The Friday cheesy song. The Friday cheesy song. The Friday cheesy song.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
Good morning
from the Chris Moyle Show.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
Friday is a wicked day. All the team are happy. Chris is smiling and so is Dave. They're really happy chappies. So join them in our catchy tune. Come on, sing along. We're the bestest one in the whole damn week. It's the Friday cheesy song.
The Friday cheesy song. The Friday cheesy song.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We are live from Buckingham Palace. No, we're not. We're in the studio. Our invites, just like yours, failed to turn up for today's special day, but that's fine. That's
we don't,
all right.
We don't mind.
No, we don't mind.
Lost so, in the post.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1, it's Friday, the 29th of April, 2011. Today's the day. It's the royal wedding of His Royal Highness Prince William and Her Royal Highnessness Catherine Middleton. And it's an exciting day.
Yeah, isn't it?
Now,
she's not a Royal Highness yet.
No, she's not yet.
No, she's Kate.
She's a commoner at the moment.
For another 4 hours.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
3 hours.
Now, obviously, we're all in London and got up this morning. Dominic said yesterday he wanted everyone to wear suits.
I thought it'd be nice to make an effort.
And I forgot. Last night, completely forgot. And then Dominic goes, don't forget, we're going to wear our suits tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm like, I'm going to forget. I know I'm going to forget. And I was right in the middle of something. And so I said to Dominic, text me in the morning to remind me.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get that text.
Yes.
Did you say that? Text me in the morning to remind me.
Yeah, I really did.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Well, you remembered.
I did. Yes. I am in my suit. Yeah. I wrote on Twitter today that I forgot, and I did forget yesterday, but I remembered. I took my suit out last night, and then this morning, I got suited and booted.
And a lot of people think, because we are suited and booted, that we may be going to the wedding. Three people already this morning have said, you're not going, are you? The cab driver
Driver said that too.
The bloke in the shop. And the guy on security at Radio 1.
Right.
By the way, I'm not suited and booted. I'm dressed and heeled.
Yeah. Yeah. How was your date yesterday?
I wasn't on a date.
Sure, of course.
My meetings were good, thank you.
Yep. That's what you call them.
Yep.
Well, we're here. London is a ghost town, unless you're anywhere near Buckingham Palace, Westminster Abbey, around there.
Mm.
It's heaving, apparently. Well, Westminster Abbey's... Well, on the BBC cameras, it looks quiet, but I'm sure if you move the camera down a little bit.
Yeah.
And there is an air of excitement certainly just I don't know, just a, just it just feels exciting.
It feels
it's
special.
It's a real buzz, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's quite unusual.
If you're waking up in Ipswich, are you excited too? Or you just peed off, you've got to go to work. I don't know. But at 11 o'clock this morning, Kate Middleton will arrive at St Paul's Cathedral and the driver will go, I'm sorry, I thought... Westminster Abbey, right, hang on a second.
There's a mix-up.
Do a three-point turn just outside.
She'll be there at 10 to go in, hello, hi, I ordered a car. Just, right, 2 minutes away. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. It's just come around the corner.
Yeah. Just turn in your corner now, love. Yeah. All right. Do you realise there's a royal wedding on, love? So it is busy out there.
Can you imagine how nervous she must be this morning? Yeah. She must be up now.
I'd say so.
Yeah, she's probably been up for ages.
Well,
actually,
they might be listening.
That's true.
They might be listening right now.
Good morning, if you are.
Yeah, morning, Kate. Catherine. She's Catherine, isn't she?
Well, I'm saying Kate.
But everyone says Kate, but that's what everyone calls her. Yeah. But I don't know her. I'm not calling him Big Willy.
No.
You know, like Will Smith.
I wouldn't do that.
You know, the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Big Willy. Big Willy Styley. I call him Prince William. Well, today I will.
Yeah.
Because he made some joke about my man boob, so I'll get him back. But no, it's an exciting day today. And we're all dressed up. Now, can I just say, I text Dominic this morning. Tina thought it was hilarious. I text Dominic saying, are we wearing ties or not?
It's a real
girly text.
And he said no. So we're smart casual in our suit. Dominic's in a lovely black suit with a white shirt.
It's navy blue, actually.
Oh, isn't it really? Yeah. I'm in a black suit with a white shirt. And Alan is in a black suit with a white shirt and a blue tie. But he's undone the tie and his hair is a bit messy. Alan looks like it's the end of today already.
Nice, in a good way.
You know, chilled out.
Yeah.
The idea was...
You do look like you've just had an amazing night.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, but it's not... It's 6:37 in the morning.
I think he's got ruffled hair.
It's sort of scruffy
and
smart.
And the idea of this was, you see, I can then just tighten it just before I go into the wedding.
I like
that look?
Yes.
Like you're like casual until you walk
through
the door.
You're not going.
I know, but the whole point of today is that we look like we, you know,
we could be.
We could be going.
They wouldn't let you in looking like that.
They wouldn't actually.
You look like you've been on the rounds with Harry.
Because it's not just about suits, is it? You've got like proper. I can't remember, morning suits and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's all
about
little hankies and everything.
That's right. It's all about the hankies, baby. That's what they're saying. And also to celebrate this amazing day, this momentous, historic day in Britain, Comedy Dave is asleep in a hotel in Manchester after going out on the Raz last night.
This is how he traditionally celebrates royal weddings.
Yeah, he likes to book the day off so that he can have a drink up the night before.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Yeah.
So, many people up already. Victor the Trucker says, can I say thanks to William and Kate? Because of today, the roads are empty. So,
that's true.
You're right.
Yeah.
If you're lying in bed going, oh, the alarm went off, I need to switch that off because I've got a day off today. You need to thank William and Kate.
Yeah.
That's why we got the day off today, because of them. Hello and good luck to 41 Squadron at RAF Coningsby, who are preparing the jets for the royal fly past at the wedding.
Oh, wow. What a job.
Listen, make sure you've got, like, fuel.
Yeah.
And make sure you... Just revise the route one more time, right?
Yeah. And you're not even a pilot, are you? You're just...
I tell you what, I need to go to Leeds this weekend. If you fancy giving me a lift on the sly, I won't say anything if you won't say anything. How long do you think it'd take to get me from, like... What's the RAF base down here? The one, the
Northolt.
Northolt.
Northolt. Yeah.
Military one.
From Northolt to Leeds Bradford. How long would that reckon?
20 minutes.
Half
not even
hour.
That, probably.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Mind you, have to say that with the way the roads are at the moment, I could probably do that today in 3 hours. Yeah. I haven't driven to Leeds in 3 hours since about 1989.
Yeah.
So, yeah, today is our day off. We've got a day off like everybody else. It's in my contract. I'm not meant to be here. But because of Alad going, I think we should be on the morning of the royal wedding. I think it'd be very nice to be part of the big day by being on the radio in the morning. And while you're all looking at me as if you'd rather be at Alton Towers.
And do you know what? I'd had a wobble a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
I did regret that decision. But today... I'm really pleased we're here.
And to be fair, I was also saying we should be on because I think you know, I think we'll look back in however many years' time going, yeah, we were part of that.
Are we going to find anywhere to have breakfast today?
Well, it's definitely open.
Is it?
Right. Yeah.
What about the one next
not
door?
Sure.
What?
Gary's going to go and hunt that down in a bit. And
do you know what? To celebrate and commemorate Prince William and Catherine Middleton's big day, I'm going to have a sausage baguette.
Are you?
If you can find someone that does
well,
that.
Well, if not, I'm going to have something else. I don't want to say where I'll go.
No.
Right? And I don't want to give anything away for advertising reasons, but I'll probably have myself a McMuffin.
Right, you need to be careful, don't you?
Do you think they'll be open?
What?
Oh, actually, scrap my order. I think I'm going to join you.
Right. High five. So, yeah, so we're here today. We're working. Mikey C has texted in saying, I've got to work today, but I'm getting paid triple time.
Whoa, triple time!
That's good.
It's a lot of money.
How does that still work?
I don't even think of that.
I don't know. I haven't had that conversation yet.
No,
are we,
not me.
Are we time and a half today?
We get a day in lieu, don't we?
A morning to the RAF boys who are doing the fly past. Emma in Cleethorpes says, the fly past looks amazing. I saw them practicing yesterday in Cleethorpes.
Wow.
That's a hell of a run-up, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many loop-de-loopies are you doing?
Don't worry,
I'm grateful to the Royal Couple, says Ian. I'm working 8 till 6 and earning double time.
Do you know, there are a lot of people out there that I would say weren't too fussed about the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people have got caught up in the event of it all.
Yeah.
Which is nice to see everyone kind of getting excited today.
My wife is ridiculously excited as though it's Christmas. Yeah, our house is the only house in our road with bunting outside.
I love that.
What's that?
Like mini flags.
I'd have thought your little inbred village would have been all over it.
They are. It's not inbred village.
Courtney's not.
B, there is like.
But I think that weird little cul-de-sac you live in. I thought that is perfect for street parties.
Yeah, Nick's. Our house is the only one with bunting.
Wow.
Yeah. Quite surprised.
I walked through London yesterday and saw loads of people putting up bunting.
Mm.
In like in the squares near Radio 1 and stuff. Yeah. And actually I was like, this is great.
Mm.
Is there a street party in your village?
There is. It's on, yeah, there is like a, on the field.
In the village.
In the park.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a park party.
That's nice.
Park party.
Sam's going to be at a street party today.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Sam.
Yeah. I'm going to a party with Mike Skinner from the streets.
Are you?
Yeah,
a street party.
Yeah, that'd be good. I don't know if that counts. Well, anyway, good morning to you if you're... Maybe you're on your way to have a little glimpse. Maybe you're there listening. Are you there now waiting to get a glimpse of the happy couple? You might be.
If you are, look out for Matt Fincham, because he's walking around you.
Yeah, we've sent Matt down there. God knows why. But we sent Matt down there.
Think royal wedding, think Matt Fincham.
Absolutely.
That's how it works, isn't it?
It's the morning of Matt. We've got Matt Fincham, and then Matt Edmondson will be here from 10.
Yeah.
John in Felixstowe says, enough already. We're sick of hearing about the royal wedding. Seriously, it's like 6:44 in the morning.
Good luck
they
with
get
that.
Married at 11. Mm. John, if you think it's overkill now, the next few hours of your life is going to be torture.
Yeah.
Cheer up, you miserable old git. Embrace the day. Seize it. As they say, carte d'or, the ice cream, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Seize the ice cream.
Yeah, seize the ice cream.
Carte d'or.
Viennetta.
Yeah. Please don't text it. Thank you. And maybe you're going to a wedding today. Maybe your friends. Maybe your friends are getting married. Maybe you're getting married. Maybe it's your birthday today. We're going to open up the text for the whole show. So if you want to text us, it's 81199. You can text now if you want, or you can save it, because we do need to work out where we're going to get breakfast from. It's very important. Yeah. It might mean nothing to you, but it's everything to me.
Oh, it's crucial.
And we'll have
sex. Yeah, crucial, man. All right, Delbert Wilkins.
Crucial.
It's crucial, as in it's important.
Yeah. Wicked. Delbert. Delbert.
Didn't mean like that.
Yeah, whatever that was. What, Alan?
Just say we'll have sections of the show as well for different parts. So
yeah.
Stay near your phone and we'll, you know, hopefully we'll get your name read out later.
Mm. So, we've all dressed up. Myself and Dom and Alan and Tina.
Yep.
And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. Now, weirdly, we are doing Celebrity Raspberry. Are we going to do
it? It didn't feel...
Nah, let's drop it.
Yeah,
let's drop Celebrity Raspberry. Let's just play songs and have a laugh.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
put
I
a few
like
people
idea.
On the radio. I don't know. Let's have, just have a chat.
Sounds
read
good.
Read out some text.
Yeah.
And then we'll chat to Matt, who's down at the Mall. the mall.
We should have
sent him to Westfield Shopping Centre. Matt Fincham joins us from the mall now. Matt, how is it? It's wicked. It's empty. Oh.
It won't be empty. There's an envelope on reception for me.
I need to go and get. They should have told me when I came in. Grr. Right. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, it's a wedding disco. That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wedding disco.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
At 9 o'clock this morning, we've chosen wedding disco songs. I am going to be the wedding DJ.
Hello? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to... Excuse me. Welcome to the wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton. We've got a buffet coming up, but we've got some great, great sounds coming your way. So let's go. Oh, which one is it?
And we're going to dance badly.
So we're going to do that at 9 o'clock, and it's going to be brilliant. So whatever you're doing at 9, make sure you get the radio on loud, because we're going to do a proper wedding disco, and I'm thinking about doing the first half hour in completely that voice.
Yeah, I think you should.
Oh, please do.
When you can only understand sort of 4 words out of 10.
And you won't have to guess a year. We'll just say hello to loads of people.
Yeah.
And we'll imagine this is for... the royal family, as if we're actually doing their disco tonight.
Yeah, proper cheap wedding discos are us.
Yeah.
That'd be me. Down, 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 down. So, all good. I'm feeling it today.
It's good, isn't it? It's nice atmosphere. Yeah,
it's exciting. And, of course, we're getting paid and Dave's not, so we're looking at it that way. Alan is going to be on the radio later as the British correspondent. To Sirius Satellite Radio, which is hilarious.
This is already one of the highlights of my career.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this.
Yeah. We will be checking in with Matt Fincham and stuff, who's at the Mall, which is, for those of you that don't know, which is fine.
Yeah.
Why would you? If you don't live in London, you maybe never been. So you get Buckingham Palace, right, that's there. And then right opposite Buckingham Palace, that's the Mall. Basically, it's the road that leads from... Trafalgar Square? It leads from Trafalgar Square all the way down to Buckingham Palace.
It's a really long road, isn't it?
So if you wanted to get to ours from here to Radio 1, you'd come out of Buckhouse, you'd go straight down the Mall, then you get to Trafalgar Square.
Mm.
Now, I would suggest kind of trying to cut out Piccadilly Circus so you could take a left and an immediate left on the roundabout, or you'd take third,
right,
and you could go up Charing Cross.
Yeah.
Common
Garden area.
And then Tottenham Court Road, past We Will Rock You, and then take a left a couple before PC World, and then
you
can wind your way to Radio 1.
You could walk from there, couldn't you? You could get dropped off there.
Yeah, you could. So they're the media things. We're just watching the telly. They're all the media little hubs.
Yeah.
Now, is Matt Fincham just walking around?
Yes, because the media hub is massive. It's an entire compound, and that's where they're based. And I said, we don't want that. We want to get out and meet some of the crowd who are there.
Yeah.
So they've gone in front of the gates, and they're now walking around. You know that famous statue of Queen Victoria right in front of Buckingham Palace? He's kind of walking around that. That's where
on the road?
No. That's where the crowd are, behind the crowd.
Right.
Mm. So it's that end of London.
He's stood in front of Buckingham Palace. Going, are we on the right side of the barrier? There's no one here but us and these guys with guns. Well, do you know what? If he's in the media area, we should try and get him to speak to some of the world's media.
Fine.
Could he pretend that me or Dominic or Tina are royalty, and he could say to them, "Hey CNN, do you wish to speak to the prince's cousin?"
Yeah,
Prince Alad of Aberystwyth. Yeah. They might not know.
Yeah, and then just talk posh.
I mean, Aberystwyth's in Wales, so it's quite believable.
Exactly.
Can you do a posh Welsh voice?
What does that sound like?
I can't do a Welsh one. No,
your Welsh accent's not
good.
Now,
we know that. Let's try. Ladies and gentlemen, His Royal Highness, Prince Alad of Aberystwyth.
Shammai. Welcome to my principality. No, can't.
Brilliant.
What voice was that? What's your
principality?
Welcome to my principality.
No.
Hi, welcome. My name is Prince Owen.
That's a lot of money.
I like Alan's posh voice.
Yeah.
Well, Alan will be speaking to some of the people down there.
Matt.
And then, what?
Matt.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Matt. Well, you can as well. Matt will be speaking to some of the people down there.
And Tulip Mazumdar from Newsbeat's going to be live at Buckingham Palace for us throughout the morning.
And who else?
We've got Jim Taylor, who will be on the Mall.
Jim Taylor
on the Mall. Amy Gladwell is at a street party in Oldham.
Of course she is.
Oh, so we'll hear from her from 8:30, I think.
Can you call Sam as well? Should we do that?
Where is Sam? Didn't we say that Dave could do a street party in Manchester and it got poo-pooed as an idea? And Amy Gladwell is at a street party in Oldham.
Oldham, yeah.
I think she's cheaper.
You said that, not me. Good luck. And who else?
Chris Smith is at Westminster Abbey.
Right.
And he'll be live as well.
Who's he?
Chris Smith. Newsbeat's Chris Smith.
He's never heard of him.
He's very good.
Is he new?
No, not really. It's been a few years. He's good.
I never heard of him. Has he done radio before?
Yes, he does.
Nah, well, that's debatable. So,
You know what he does.
Do you think Ryan Seacrest has been sent over to do the coverage for E?
That would be brilliant.
Dermot's doing the coverage for E.
Well, yeah, but is Ryan here? Do you think Ryan's come over? That would be great.
Who are you wearing?
Is that who I think it is?
Yes.
Yeah, I was right. Yes. Do you think Tim Muffet should have worn a tie on BBC Breakfast News?
No.
Do you not think?
I mean, the guests he's talking to have worn ties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, here I am in a suit and a shirt. Us today, we're not wearing a tie.
No, we're on the radio.
We're on the radio. And we didn't...
To be fair.
You know, but I always think this. If you're dressing up for the telly or an event, if you put on... like a white shirt and new black socks and the suit trousers and a suit jacket, maybe cufflinks, you may as well just go that one extra thing there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although, for the last series of Chris Moyle's Quiz Night on Channel 4, which we'll be returning, by the way, I didn't wear a tie because it makes me look less chinny. Just had to tell you that.
Thank you.
You think on BBC Breakfast they said, wave your flags?
Yeah.
Because they're sort of doing constantly.
And here I am here with some girls. You looking forward to the day today? Not really. Right, that's brilliant.
That's early, isn't it, to gather for a street party at 6:53 in the morning?
Yeah, because that's nothing to do with the cameras being there.
No, they'd be there normally at 5 to 7.
Look, there's a fella there. Look, looks like he's having a good time.
Yeah.
Street parties. Are you at a street party? Morning. I've been up since 5 preparing for our street party in Epsom, says a very tired Clive. Hi, it's my girlfriend's dad's birthday today. Can I have a happy birthday to Gary Tinker? Gary Tinker?
That's a brilliant name.
Happy birthday. Well, anyway, we should play a song to get us in the mood. What should we play? Should I play some old?
What would be good?
Why old? Isn't that after 9?
No, I know, but just to get us in the mood.
We should play Tiny Temper at some point, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should.
Because Prince William's quite a fan,
likes
isn't
that.
He?
Yeah,
we'll do that.
We've got that in the show today.
Have we?
For that reason.
Right.
We've also got a few other songs that should be kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Favourites.
Party feeling and, you know, good messages. We dropped a couple. We looked at today's show and...
Which ones did you get rid of?
There were a few sad ones. We're like, maybe we shouldn't play those.
No, you want more kind of uplifting.
Up. Yeah.
You want up?
Yeah.
Up songs.
Up songs. Mm. All right. Well, we should play something nice. You know, something nice to celebrate the special day, the special royal wedding day. What about this, Tom? It's called The Size of a Cow, though.
Yeah, that you don't...
Oh, no, there you catch
it. No.
That's the wrong idea.
Because size of a cow is not traditional sort of wedding...
I'll find some of you, Pad.
...build-up, is it, really?
I'll find some of...
What other songs do you reckon?
Size of a Cow, I'd say no. You kind of want something just a bit uplifting and, I don't know, get everyone in the...
Fly Day today.
In the mood. Oh, we are.
That'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Just nothing that refers to cows. Probably.
Anything to do with...
play this for the happy couple. Oh, this is what I was so going to do a wedding disco at 9 o'clock this morning. It's going to be ace. Right, this one goes out for William and Catherine. You sexy things. Oh, go on, shake it, darling, shake it, darling. Oh, I see you, baby, shaking your tiara. Where are you from? You sexy thing. That was just an idea. You know, if you're not feeling it, it's fine. If you're not feeling it, maybe you're not feeling it. It's all right. That's fine. If you're not feeling it, Dom,
I just need to go next door and do some news business.
Well, hang on. What about this?
Go on.
Okay.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Oh, yeah.
Alan, is this all right?
Yeah, no, is it appropriate?
Well, you know nobody wants to talk about it, but they'll be thinking about it. That's what I'm saying. Here we go. Ready?
Come on.
Let's talk about royal weddings, and that's what we're doing today. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Ah, beautiful. Right. Any of those take your fancy?
No.
No?
Yes.
All right, okay, fair enough. All right, well, we'll just play another song. 81199 if you want to text us this morning, by the way. It's 81199 if you want to text in. Maybe you just want to say hello. Maybe you just want to say you're listening. Maybe you're working. Maybe you're not working and you still got up early. 81199, give us a text. We're on until 10 o'clock this morning on the Big Royal Wedding Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Friday. International Radio 1.
Oh, hang on a second. Alad.
What?
Pad for me, I just need to...
Okay. So, Tina, where will you be watching the wedding?
It's all right, I got it now. Shake that. We need to get a picture at some point, Al, of us in our posh suits. Shuffling. So we can put it on Twitter and everybody can see that we have dressed up today for the royal wedding. Beautiful.
Shuffling. Step up fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad, now stop. Hating is bad. One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up a cup, don't mess around. We just want to see you shaking up. Now you home with me. You're naked now.
Someone has texted in saying, well, it's a wedding day, so you know the rules. You should play something old, something new, something by John Barrowman, and something blue.
I haven't heard blue in ages.
Yeah, I'll rise. Maybe All Rise isn't the right song to play today. Or maybe it is, I don't know. Happy Royal Wedding Day, everybody! So Fern Cotton is down there. She's going to be on the television doing some of the TV stuff.
Yeah.
We've sent Matt Fincham down for our show. Matt Fincham is down, hanging outside Buckingham Palace. Like, officially, like, he's not just hanging around. Not in that way, you know. So we'll chat with them in a minute. And Tulip is down there and Chris is down there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And we'll hear from them in a few seconds. And that is the UK's... That is the UK's number one. What a song to be number one when you get married. Christ. And I will find some happy music to play after the news, Dominic.
Thank you all.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's a many past seven.
And Adele, N-Dubs and Wretch32 are just some of the celebs wishing Kate and William good luck. You can see a video of their messages. Just head to the news pages at Radio 1 online.
Yeah, what a lovely treat for them.
Rangers have been fined more than £35,000.
N-Dubs, you say? Wow, there you go. That made my wedding day. A message from Dappy.
That's going to be a highlight for them.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, I bet Kate will be like this. Can we hurry up through the ceremony? I've got to check out this message from Wretch32.
5 minutes past seven now.
Thank you, Dominic. And thank you, Tina Dehealy.
Thank you.
On this special day of the royal wedding. That's right. Two people are getting married. And the whole world is watching. And why? Because he's a fan of Tiny Temper and she seems like a decent lass.
Yeah.
And one day he might have his amazing job as well. Well, he's got an amazing job now. He flies helicopters, which is not bad. Can we speak to Tulip? Should we say hello? Is she still there?
Let's see if she's still there, yeah.
Tulip? Nah, I wouldn't
know.
No. Do you say hello to Matt?
Well, where is Matt?
He's there now on OS1. He's outside Buckingham Palace.
Matt Fincham is outside Buckingham Palace. Can you hear me, Matt?
Good morning, Chris.
Oh, yeah, booyah.
Yeah. Right.
Hi, hello, Matt.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing good.
How are you doing?
Can I just... Wait. First of all, Matt.
Yes.
Stop it. Where's that Cockney Barra boy free for a pound voice come from?
I think I'm just so giddy with excitement. I'm not sure. Sorry,
what have you done with our friend Matt?
It's the royal wedding.
He's back.
Right?
I know.
Your donut. You're meant to be...
Okay, Papa.
Let's do it again. There we go. Let's go down to Buckingham Palace to find our reporter, Matt Fincham. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Christopher.
Oh, see, that's nice.
That's better, isn't it?
Better.
That's very good.
That's nice.
Hey, what's going down there, me old China?
What?
Straight up.
I'm stood right by the Mall, so I can see Buckingham Palace and the Victoria statue, and it's just absolutely heaving down here. Thousands and thousands of people, and I think the best way to describe it is a bit like a mini festival.
Right. Were you just listening to what...
have you just nicked Tulip's script,
said
Matt?
That.
Yeah. No, keep going. It's great.
Sorry, I zoned out during the news. But yeah, it's just there's thousands of people here, and we're just kind of in the media area where literally every media network, like American, is here, and like just every kind of TV station from the world. So yeah, like, just so excited,
like American.
American,
like American.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of which, Matt, the question on everybody's lips, well, no one's lips except mine, is yeah. Have you seen Ryan Seacrest yet?
No, I had a little look for him earlier and I can't see him anywhere.
Fair
is
enough.
He definitely here?
No.
Right.
We just got a hunch.
But the girl from E is there, but you probably never watch E, so you probably don't know who it is. And Dermot O'Leary's there, because he's doing coverage for the Americans, apparently.
Yep.
Go on.
I'm looking out for Fern as well.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't seen her yet because she's around.
Hugh Stevens and Philip Schofield and Christine Blakely and Eamon Holmes. They're all going to be there. They're the people that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Exactly.
You sound excited, Matt. Are you excited?
I'm really excited. I've got to be honest. Before today, I was just kind of quite cool about it. But as soon as you get here... There's just this huge sense of patriotism, which I've never seen before. And just everyone's got the flags up, and there's loads of people dressed in Reading dresses as well, which is really odd.
In Reading
dresses.
If they're in Reading dresses, no wonder it feels like a festival.
Yeah.
Wedding dresses. So, yeah, it's just so giddy with excitement down here. But we're going to hopefully go out and meet some of the people in a bit. There were rumours that William and Harry actually came out and met some of the crowd.
They did.
In the early hours of this morning.
They did.
So hopefully we're going to meet some of the people that actually met them earlier on.
Should we send you a copy of the news that you zoned out during, just so
I'm
you
know? Sorry.
Thanks for zoning out on my news, Matt.
I'm sorry, Dominic. Sorry. Yeah.
And also, I believe you have some news for us about Rangers being fined more than £35,000 by UEFA. Is that right, Matt?
Apparently that is correct.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's nice, right.
Not a rumour.
Yeah. And look, we'll keep coming back and checking in with you, and you let us know if you like... If you see anyone and, you know, grab them and have a chat and whatnot.
Definitely.
Now,
okay,
now, what are the rules? Are you allowed to shout things out now in a big voice?
It's probably not the best thing to do, but we can have a go.
Like, if you shout at the top of your voice now, when I say Prince, you say William, Prince, do you think anybody would reply with William?
I mean, do we want to give that a go?
They'll do it if you're next to the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Well, do you want to prepare it so that, and we can do it later and it sounds good, or do you just want to go, no, I'll have a go now and see what happens?
Do you want, let's prepare it so it sounds good. I think that would be the better option.
Okay, so if you want to do that, though, the price you pay is you have to shout out, Oggy, 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 and just see if anybody, if you get anything back.
Okay, fine, I'll do that.
Do it, they will.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, no worries. Now?
Yes.
Okay. Right, here we go. I'm heading towards the crowd now.
Okay.
Gosh. Right, here we go.
Gosh.
Your parents are going to be very proud of you.
Oggy, Oggy, Oggy!
Yogi, Yogi!
Yeah! Oggy, Oggy, Oggy!
All right, that'll do. You can just stop.
And the fun begins.
Oh, I'm cringing.
Yeah, join the club.
Right, Matthew, we'll check in with you in a little bit. Well done.
Speak to you later.
Bye. 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 Bye, Ryan Sealion. Right. It's 11 minutes past 7. It's the royal wedding today.
It's gonna happen really soon, and Kate will dress in white. There's gonna be a royal wedding, but we have got no invite. Dave could do the disco and drop some big fat beats, and Chris could help young Harry out with his best man's speech.
Oh yeah, I'll make it nice and clean. Family fun.
The Chris Moyle Show. We all love royal weddings.
Hey Dominic, are you happy?
Happy.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's all sing.
I feel myself falling, I'm feeling happy now.
I love it. I love when Dominic sings.
I feel myself falling, I'm feeling happy now. Feeling happy now.
One more time.
I feel myself falling, I'm feeling happy now.
A-double-1-9, are you feeling happy today?
I feel myself falling, I'm feeling happy now. Feeling happy now.
One more time.
I feel myself falling. I'm feeling happy now.
Good morning, Catherine Middleton, if you're listening. Good morning, Prince William.
I feel myself
falling. Have a great day.
I'm feeling happy.
Feel
now.
Happy now.
Feeling happy.
Robbie,
now.
Sing. You know, when I'm in a romantic mood and thinking about weddings, I like to listen to Plan B with Stay Too Long. What a song.
Not every song.
About Westminster Abbey, I'm wearing a suit. There's an orchestra playing and a bird on a flute. Oh, it puts me in the mood.
Yeah.
Do you want to open the envelope and see what's in it? You don't have to say. I've just given Alad a little present. And it's just, if Alad's day couldn't get any better, it just has.
It just has. Honestly, this is amazing.
Right.
I love Christmas presents that come late.
I've just given Alad, on my life, I've just given Alad his Christmas present from Christmas 2009.
Blummin' heck.
Is that right?
That's incredible.
There you are.
Everyone's going to want to know what it is now. Can
well,
I say a little bit?
Don't mention his name, though,
no,
because
mention,
the paperwork's
no.
not done.
I've got...
Doesn't matter, don't worry about it. Come here.
Thank you.
What a lovely
day.
Oh, I love
royal weddings.
Me too. I'm at a royal wedding. I'm feeling happy now. I hope I see Prince William and his lovely wife to be Kate Middleton. It's a royal wedding day. And also bank holiday. There you go, a little song. I just made it up. There was no planning of that, obviously. That was ad-lib.
Thank I zoned you. Out. I was looking at the presents.
You zoned out just like Matt yeah. Fincham zoned out. Everyone's zoning out today. So Matt Fincham is down near Buckingham Palace, hanging around near Buckingham Palace, and he's going to go and speak to some people in the crowd and just give us some of the atmosphere from down there. And we're going to play some songs and mess around and say hello to loads of people. Morning to Ian on the A14. Hi, Ian! Can you give a big shout-out? We don't do shout-outs. I'll say hello to you, but that's, you know, we're not in a discotheque. Can you say hello to all the truckers working today? And if you're on the road in your truck right now going, this is the best Friday ever. Look at this. There's no one around. Enjoy your journey. And thanks for listening. And enjoy the roads being empty, at least for a little bit. At least. Well, probably all day today. Stuart Milton Keynes, morning. We're all working today on triple time. Triple time. It's unbelievable. Rachel Ashford in Plymouth. Good luck, Rachel. Celebrating the royal wedding today with a driving test. You'll be fine. You'll be able to do it. Just concentrate. And when you have a look at all the number plates of the cars around you when you get to the test centre, because they'll probably ask you one. Little tip for you. Violet is 4 today. She's upset because everyone is talking about the wedding and not talking about her. Violet, happy 4th birthday! You've got to shout on the kids. You've got to shout. I understand, kids. You've got to shout. Right, more people to say hello to. 811-9 if you want to text us in this morning. 811-9, let's just get a load of text. Thanks for making me laugh on my way to work, including Matt's Oggy Oggy Oggy. No traffic either. Amazing. Thank you very much. William and Kate, have a good day from Jade. We're happy now, like take that. My son Arthur is 12 today and has the day off, says Lucy in Winchester. Hey Arthur, happy birthday. I think if you're 12 years old and you're called Arthur, that's a very cool name to have, I think. Arthur, you've got a very cool name, pal. I'm happy today because it's my 19th birthday. Good luck to the happy couple. Love the show. From Mark in Reading Uni. Morning, Mark. Happy 19th. Getting older. Also, I was feeling happy earlier. Then I was feeling grumpy. Now I'm... Well, I can't read the rest of that out.
Oh, sorry.
It's a Seven Dwarfs joke.
Okay.
Craig on the way to Wales, you cheeky monkey. And the Wright family are driving up to Telford for a wedding party, feeling very happy now. All right, Wright family, have a good day. And enjoy your royal wedding day today.
The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, just there you are. Chasing status with time. Sorry, I'm just checking my video. I've just done a little video. Because the streets outside Radio 1, there's no cars.
It's weird, isn't it?
There's people walking around, which is nice. Mm. And I just saw, I was filming, I'm just watching this video back, I just filmed, and there's a fellow walking down the street, he goes, "Morning, Chris." And he's got his daughter with him. He's got, you know what, St. Paddy's Day time.
Yeah.
Hello, I've said it now. There's that famous drink, people that send the big hats.
Yes.
Well, it's like one of those, but with the Union Jack on.
Yeah.
And a little girl's walking down the street wearing a Union Jack hat. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh. You know? People are texting in. People seem to be... I haven't seen one text, and I don't want to see them, from people who are working today going, "Oh, I don't want to be here." But there's loads of texts from people going, "I'm at work on double time." Yeah, or "I'm on the roads, they're empty." Which is great.
Yeah.
"I'm happy now, Chris. I love this song. The M62 is empty. Happy days," says Michelle. Trucking in Yorkshire. Trucking? Michelle? He must be French. Michelle.
No, you obviously get female truck drivers.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You do.
What?
Quite a lot, I imagine.
And female cab drivers, believe it or not. Yeah.
I had one a week ago. Not a truck driver.
How was that for you?
Not a truck driver, a cab driver.
You had a female truck driver a week ago.
No, a cab driver.
Does your wife not mind this? Or is that just what keeps the kind of, you know, the relationship fresh?
No, it was a female cab driver. She took me from A to B.
She took you where?
From...
She took you from...
A to B.
To...
Yeah.
Well, hello to all the truck drivers everywhere. Have a lovely day. Beep. 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 One more. Right, Royal Wedding Day. We've got more songs coming up and more from Matt Finch, who's down at Buckingham Palace.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Should we ask him when he speaks to people, the last thing he says to them is go, "By the way, have you seen Alice anywhere?" Do you like that?
I like that.
He's found some fans of the show, so we'll be talking to him soon.
Well, I should hope so too.
Out of that lot, everyone.
By the way, can the BBC Breakfast News stop putting the street parties on? Because it's making me starving. Because this street party is the best. Where is it? Cresswell or
something? Yeah, Cresswell, yeah.
It's the best street party in the world. You know why? All I've seen so far is cakes.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen no sozzy rolls. I've seen no scotch eggs, little sandwiches. They just seem to have amazing looking cupcakes. Mm. That's where I want to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, so all royal wedding stuff today. Lots of songs, lots of mentions on the text. 81199 if you want to text us. 81199. Let's get the news and support with Dominic and Tina at 7:30.
Thousands of street parties are taking place right across the UK today, including one at Downing Street. And this lot are heading to a street party in Oldham.
Everyone's getting together just for a big celebration. It's nice. It's just to show the community cares as well.
Yeah, because it's somewhere different to celebrate instead of just in your own house where everyone else will be as well.
There's only two places to be, the Westminster Abbey or Oldham.
And there's more build-up to the royal wedding online. Just head to bbc.co.uk/newsbeat.
I'm sorry.
What? Go on.
There are only two places to be today. Either Westminster Abbey or Oldham.
Everyone's getting together just for a big celebration. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's just to show the community cares as well.
Yeah, because it's somewhere different to celebrate instead of just in your own house where everyone else will be as well.
There's only two places to be, the Westminster Abbey or Oldham.
Right. Well, I'm not going to go to Westminster Abbey. Let's all go to Oldham after the show.
Yeah. 7:35 now.
So in the studio, we have a cardboard cutout of Kate Middleton and Prince William.
Yeah.
And someone is texting going, I've just looked on the webcam and there's a still picture. It's just taken a picture. And it looks like I'm DJing to those two.
You will be later.
Well, I will be, yeah. Well, you know, unofficially on the radio. Because we're going to do a special wedding disco from 9 o'clock this morning in my persona of Chris, the mobile DJ man. So be listening from 9 o'clock today. Thank you very much. Morning, Matt Fincham.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Yay. Hi.
Where
I'm
are
so
you?
I'm so excited. I'm still in the Mall. I'm on kind of on the road that's leading up to Buckingham Palace. Stood with 9 people. Yes.
Wow.
Is that all? There's only 9 people.
Well, 9 people who are willing TV. To chat to us this morning. Yeah, oh, I mean, there's thousands of people here. But
okay,
yeah.
Well, chat to them.
Do you want to have a chat to Annie?
No, you talk to them. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Annie, fine. Annie's 15-year-old, and she's from Glenshire.
Oh, she gets a big cheer.
Yeah. Annie!
You all right, Annie?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
So you've travelled all the way from Glenshire in Scotland to be here today.
Yeah, we came down yesterday after lessons finished and 7-hour journey in traffic. It was not very great, but we're here now, so...
And you're one of the few... Well, one of many people that camped overnight.
Yeah, it was... Absolutely horrible, but brilliant at the same time. I loved every minute.
And you were actually lucky enough to meet, well, you saw at least, Harry and Prince William earlier on. What time did they come out last night?
Well, they were coming back in from wherever they were at about 8:30, and I was on my cousin Kitty Webster's shoulders, and I could see everything that was going on. It's absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And I saw William, and he was like, oh, thank you, because I was screaming, oh, my God, I love you so much. And then after William had finished shaking hands, saying hello, Harry came in, and I love Harry.
You're a particular fan of his, are you?
I'm a massive fan of Prince Harry. I absolutely adore him, and he looked right at me and said thank you when I screamed I love you.
Oh, wow.
So he played it cool then.
Maybe she could marry him.
Outrageous. It was outrageous. I loved it.
Maybe she could marry Harry. Would she like to marry Harry?
Would you like to marry Prince Harry if you were given the chance?
Well, secretly yes, but I don't think I should really say that,
Oh.
You've got about 8 million people listening now, so they probably know.
Secret's out now then. I love Prince Harry!
Who else are you here with today?
Well, there's about 27 people in my party, comprising about 6 families.
Okay.
About 4 of my own family, my brother, my sister, my mum. My other sister's away somewhere, my dad's at home. And then we've got random people from Kent, Oxfordshire, Nottingham. And then we've met some random people who are absolutely fabulous and all dressed up. Oh, it's amazing down here.
Can I just ask, what are you dressed in today? Because it looks like a boiler suit.
Yeah, this was my main Christmas present, and I just thought it was the most amazing colour to bring down because it's red. So I'm in my boiler suit.
And I love all your little royal badges. He's wearing lots of royal badges as well with Keep Calm and Carry On.
Matt, how old is she?
She's 14 years old.
Oh,
15 years old.
Oh, my God. Can she hear me?
Yes, she can hear you now.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Annie.
Say hi.
Hello.
Annie, you're the most grown-up 15-year-old in the world.
Thanks.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, thank you very much.
So when you saw Harry last night, did he look fit?
Oh, yeah. He's in a blue shirt and his hair was... Oh, it was amazing.
I love him in a blue shirt.
I love him in a blue shirt as well.
Blue shirt's just amazing.
Well, of course. If you're going to look hot, you want to wear a blue shirt, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then what do you do? Are you heading back home today or are you going to stay in London for the weekend?
Well, we're having a barbecue tonight after everything's going
Brilliant.
On and then we're driving up tomorrow for school.
Right. Can I come to the barbecue?
Yeah, it's going to be good fun.
All right.
We've got more people coming to that.
All right. Well, I'll see you at the barbecue.
Pardon?
I'll see you at the barbecue.
Oh, yeah, you can come along.
And I love, by the way, cool. I love that it's been fairly quiet, and as soon as we start speaking to you, the crowd start cheering.
I know, it's crazy.
Annie!
Oh, you're embarrassing me.
All right, I'll stop. All right. Thank you, Annie. Have a great morning. Enjoy the royal wedding.
Thank you very much. Yeah, right. I will.
Matthew?
Hello.
Beautiful.
Yes?
Beautiful.
Oh, she's getting a little round of applause from her mates. Oh. Like, there's 20 of them now.
She's
here.
Brilliant, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's really sweet. Yeah, very sweet.
Amazing.
Prince Harry looked right at her.
I know.
And he looked well fit in his blue shirt.
Yeah, blue shirt.
She blushed when she said that. It's quite sweet.
Oh. Tell you what, trust Matt to find the poshest girl that we can find.
Wearing a boiler suit.
Hang on.
She ain't no Talisa from Endubs, is she? Well, we came down yesterday, of course, and I saw Harry. He looked absolutely ravishing in blue. I mean, blue really does highlight his eyes. Matthew, nice to meet you. Mustache. Bye-bye.
All right, she's
so
great,
shall
Matt.
We check in with you later?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to find some more people.
All right, thank you.
See you in a bit.
All right, bye-bye. Matthew Fincham at Buckingham Palace, getting ready for the royal wedding, which starts at 11 o'clock this morning. I got a feeling it's going to be a good day. Woo! See, a year on Capital, and that
still
cheesiness never leaves you. It never leaves you. All right, have a great day today, whatever you're doing, and keep it locked in to your Hot Rockin' 1FM.
This is BBC Radio 1. Good morning on the royal wedding day. The time now at 7:48. That, of course, was Nero and guilt. And there'll be no guilt today because I got a feeling today's going to be a good day all over the United Kingdom, Great Britain, Europe and the world. As we celebrate, I could do that, you know.
I'm loving that. Please keep doing
it. I don't know why they don't ask me to do any of this coverage, like official coverage and stuff. I could do it.
You could do the posh 20 minutes and then the other accent for 9 o'clock.
And I've got half a McMuffin in my mouth as well, which I'm...
Not many people can do that.
No, they can't. Fern Cotton probably could.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what that means. That wasn't meant to sound rude, Dominic. Don't know why you're laughing. We're all dressed up today, by the way, if you've just woken up. We're all dressed up in our suits. Tina's in a lovely dress. Gary's in a T-shirt and jeans with a hoodie. Don't know if he got the memo, but whatever. But we're all dressed up. Morning to Paul on the A1, who goes, at 7:45 a.m. on a Friday morning, it doesn't get any better than this. Thank you, William and Kate. He's taking a picture. There is nobody on the road in front of him at all. My sisters and I are driving home to London from Sheffield and loving the show today. Looking forward to the Golden Hour Wedding Disco. It's coming up at 9 o'clock. Hiya, Lizzie, Mary, Vicky and Georgie on the M1. Lucy in Guildford says, I've always wondered what these people who are stuck in the crowds do if they need the loo. Can you ask someone? It kind of lowers the tone a bit. So, yeah, sure, absolutely, not a problem. Hooray for royal weddings. I'm preparing my house for a wedding party, says Lucy in St. Neots in Cambridgeshire. Can you say hi to my little sister, Lara Block? Hi, Lara. Enjoy the day off in Belfast while I'm hard at work in Dublin, where there is no bank holiday, from Adam. Oh, sorry, Adam. Boo.
Yesterday, you said we should do shout-outs to people who are getting married today.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Do that if you want. If you're getting married today, give us a text, 811-9, or if you're going to a wedding, send us a little text, we'll say hello to you. Aidan is 14 today. Hello, Aidan, from Craig, who I take it is your dad, who is trucking on a quiet M62 and nearly home. So have a good day, Aidan, and wherever you are around the UK, enjoy your day off if you've got it. And if you're working, enjoy your double time or your treble time. Or if you're like me and Alad, you don't get any extra money or a day off in lieu. Try and enjoy it anyway. Isn't this, Alad? It's like a bit of culture on the show.
I like this.
I like it. It's nice. We'll ruin it with a playlist song in a minute. Hang on, don't worry about that, so... Molly's 14, who woke up early to listen to the show today, even though she's got a day off.
Love you, Molly.
Hiya, Molly. Thanks, Molly. And Matt Fincham is down at Buckingham Palace, so we will ask them what people do when they need to go to the toilet. I mean, I know it's not very regal, but it's a good question. So we shall ask. So 811-9, we're going to say hello to people all the way through the show before the wedding disco at 9 o'clock. So 811-9, if you want to text in this morning, it's the Royal Wedding Day. And we're celebrating all day today on BBC Radio 1. And as an extra gift, Vernon Kay will be here at 10 o'clock this morning.
I feel a cold flush going through my hair and hey, and nobody.
And we would love it if the sun did shine today. tell you, it's that Capital training, Alan. I can make a cheesy link out of any record.
It's impressive.
Thank you. It's 5 to 8, Friday morning, 29th of April, 2011. I'm Chris Moyles. Hi, this is Alad. Dominic and Tina are next door. And Dave has a day off. If Dave turns up at the Royal Wedding tonight, I'll be well peed off. He said he was out on the lash in Manchester last night, but if we see him walking out of a nice car and going down the red carpet, there'll be trouble. Dressed in his folk face attire. Probably not.
I doubt it, actually.
Probably not. Should we do some weddings?
Yeah.
Let's do some weddings. I'm getting married to Carl Bennett from Mercedes in Poole. What a lovely name. Forget the royal wedding. I'm getting married tomorrow. Alex and Luke on the M5. Hiya! Have a lovely wedding day. Leo and Paul are getting married in Belfast. Chris and Rose are getting married in Solihull today. Yes, that's right, you, Chris and Rose. And Nick and Tamwood says, have a great day. Lucy and Jay are getting married today in York. Lots of love from your bridesmaids. And congratulations to Katie and Chris getting married today in the beautiful Forest of Dean. Lots of love from Kath. Alison and Jay are getting married today on the Wirral. Louise says, have a lovely day. Please say hello to myself and Kelly. We also got married today in Skipton. Well, already? It's 5 to 8, love. From Will in Bingley. I think who are also, not we also. From Will in Bingley. That's Will in Bingley. That's not a joke. He's called Will and he's in Bingley. Anyway. And good luck to Michelle and Rich getting married today from Rosie and Tom. And congratulations to Steve and Suzanne in Essex, who are getting married on Sunday.
Have a good one.
Who are they?
My friend Spencer's brother.
Right.
Steve.
Ah.
That's nice, isn't it?
Isn't it, yeah.
It's nice.
Can you say hello to Mark, my gorgeous husband of just 2 months, who has to work today and all weekend while I'm off relaxing? He'll be listening in his network rail van, says Nicola in Liverpool. Well, Mark, gorgeous husband you, enjoy your network rail van.
Yeah.
While your lass whoops it up and has a day off. She'll probably be drunk by 11. That's the thing, people are going to watch and drink champagne.
No, so they've started already.
The whole UK is going to be trolled by 2.
I've just phoned home. Nick is the most excited I've ever heard of, including our own wedding day.
Oh.
She just said... Yeah, I put her on loudspeaker, yeah. So Tina will back this up. She's thinking of wearing her wedding dress today. Is that odd?
Yes.
It's like deeply odd, isn't it?
Do you know what? That's weird.
And she sounds very excited.
She's making pancakes, but with the faces of William and Kate on them.
How does she do that?
Well, she's like going to like make marks on them or something to look like their faces.
Oh my God, Dom.
What?
Your wife's having a breakdown.
I think it sounds like it.
She's very excited.
No, she's having an actual breakdown.
She answers the phone with...
my God, yeah. Is she drinking?
And I don't... Well, who knows?
Where are the children?
Do you know what? I'm going to phone home. They're fine. They're all there. It's fine.
All right, nice. All right, after the news, we're going to go back to Buckingham Palace and check in with Mr. Matt Fincham. He'll be with more fans of the happy couple who have been camping outside Buckingham Palace since approximately 2006. So we'll talk to Matt right after the news. Radio 1's never decided to regal.
Mm. It's true, isn't it?
I think I'm doing a good job. Mm. Yeah.
We're setting the mood and the tone.
Although the day's not got off to a brilliant start for me because I ordered 2 McMuffins from the place around the corner and only 1 turned up. So, what can you do?
That's kind of ruined the day a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah. They get you at the drive-thru, that's a lie.
Would you like mine?
What?
You can have mine if you
want. No, it's all right.
I've already eaten mine.
It's all right.
So have I.
I might have a sausage baguette from the calf because it's open. Anyone fancy afters of a sausage baguette?
I've got my muffin just here.
How many?
One.
I just had one, and that's enough.
But they're
that's
big. So I've never had one before.
No, I always find one's not enough.
Really?
Two is too many.
Yeah.
I might take a break from the muffins and go on the sausage baguette.
The healthier option.
Well, it's the royal wedding day. You're allowed to treat yourself.
Mm. Yes, it's true.
It's what the prince and Kate would have wanted. I'm telling you. Right, we've got more songs to play for the happy couple, including Katy Perry and Sex on Fire by the Kings of Leon, but I don't really know why.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Dominic has the news, Tina has the sport, Dominic has the weather, it's exactly 8 o'clock.
And Adele, N-Dubs and Wretch32 are just some of the celebs wishing Kate and William good luck today. You can see a video of their messages, just head to the news pages at Radio 1 Online.
Yeah, what's up, lad? This is Dappy from N-Dubs, and we hope you have a great wedding day, and more importantly, you have a great wedding. Night.
Play that.
Sorry.
That's okay.
And some breaking royal news. Right. Prince William, we talked about the titles, what titles they're going to get today. Now we know.
Oh.
The head of news for the world, Rod McKenzie.
Hi, Rod!
He's here.
He's just handed me this. Prince William has been made the Duke of Cambridge.
Oh.
So he'll be known as the Duke of Cambridge.
Check it out, Cambridge. Wow. You have yourself wedding. A new duke.
This has just been announced by Buckingham Palace. Kate Middleton will become Her Royal Highness.
Oh, no, let me guess. Princess of Leeds!
Nearly. The Duchess of Cambridge.
Ah.
So the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge will become their official titles.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. That's exciting,
nice.
Isn't it?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, well done to those two.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to know how Rod knows this.
Yeah.
Well, that's you don't ask. He just does.
He knows.
Yeah, he just knows stuff.
Rod,
I have contacts.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, what do you need them glasses for then? I thank you all.
And the royal wedding weather. Cloudy in London with a bit of sunshine. A chance of some heavy showers, though, by early afternoon. Elsewhere across the UK, a mixture of sunshine and showers, especially in Scotland. Mainly dry and bright in Northern Ireland and a little bit wet in Wales today. 5 minutes past eight now.
Thank you. The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1. Good morning, everybody. On this royal wedding day, Prince William and Catherine Middleton are getting married in a little place in London, and it's even going to be on the television. You'll be able to watch it.
Yeah.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Good luck if you're trying to get your wedding televised later on this year. I hope that works out. If you just woken up, 6 minutes past eight. I'm here, so is Dom.
Hello.
And Alan.
Hello.
And we're in our suits. We've dressed up.
Yeah.
It was Dominic's idea. Well, we all look very smart. Tina's in a lovely dress.
Hello.
And she's not even got a date today or any meeting.
No, and I'm wearing high heels.
Wow. Me too.
We all are.
Prince William is to become the Duke of Cambridge.
Yep.
And Catherine Middleton, Kate Middleton, will become the Duchess of Cambridge. Wow. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, isn't it?
So there you are. Is that as soon as they're married?
Yes.
It's like, you know, from that moment.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you think they'll call each other Duke tomorrow morning when they're having breakfast?
Hello,
would
Duchess.
How would you like your egg, Duke? Thank you, Duchess. Obviously, with soldiers. That type thing. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So there you are. If you're listening, Cambridge, you have a brand new Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
And I like Cambridge as well. I used to go to school around that area.
Oh, well,
it's
there
nice.
You go then. No,
I think it's after you, actually.
Yeah, I don't think it's why they've chosen it.
Right, let's have some nice regal-like classical music, and then we're going to speak to Matt Finch from down at Buckingham Palace. Here we go! to the one and only Mr. Matt Fincher.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
You all right?
How are you?
Still massively giddy and excited. We're stood by the mall still, on the big road kind of leading up to the palace, where all the procession's going to be coming on later. And just everyone is just so excited and fit to burst, really. I heard Chris say earlier in the news about people cheering literally anything that
there
comes
you go.
Down the road.
They just cheered for you saying people you are cheering.
Brilliant.
Hello.
Yeah,
great time.
A litter pick guy came around earlier and everyone was just like kind of applause and cheering him, so it's ridiculous, but just the sense of
litter,
but I haven't spotted any of Tulip Skimpy Tutus or whatever she was talking about earlier.
Oh, by the way, that's a Fern Cotton arriving in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It was code. It was code for Fern Cotton.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
I can't see the helicopter at the moment. I can hear it.
You can hear it.
But it's just incredible sense of just everyone is just so looking forward to the wedding later on.
Yeah!
Are you there planning this, Matt? That's amazing.
And I'm currently stood with five girls, Ashley, Joanna, Rita, Madeline and Jess, who are all 18-year-olds from Canberra in Australia.
Whoa, Matt.
Yes?
Matt, have you got atmosphere mics on?
No, Steve, have we got atmosphere mics on?
Can we lose that? Can we lose the helicopter? I can hardly hear you.
Can you not, Steve? Yeah. If you're
perfect.
Listening,
there you go.
Perfect. Lose the helicopter.
Love that.
Steve loves his Atmos mic.
Get rid of the helicopter.
So yeah, I'm with 18-year-olds from Canberra in Australia. They're here on their gap year, teaching in boarding schools. Ashley's here. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh yeah, not too bad.
So how long have you guys been here?
We've been here about 4 months, and we're going to stay here for a whole year. Yeah.
Okay, and you're teaching in a boarding school, is that right?
Yeah, I'm teaching down in Somerset. Yeah.
And how long have you actually been here this morning, ready for sort of the royal wedding?
We woke up at about
Hello.
We'll never know what time she woke up.
What happened there?
I don't know. There was just a clip that just came. I thought it was Dom. What about the ceremony you're most looking forward to? What's got you really sort of excited about it?
Well, it's once in a lifetime opportunity, so just glad to be here, but looking forward to the dress and stuff, so yeah.
And apparently, we drove past Kate's hotel earlier, and they've got this massive tent outside, so none of the press can see her dress before she actually arrives.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see it eventually.
It's clever, though, isn't it?
Fair enough. I've got Joanna here as well. How big is the royal wedding to like people back in Australia? Have you chatted like to your mum and dad and sisters or brothers?
Well, I just talked to my friend yesterday, actually, and she's a bit sick of it, to be honest, because apparently every night there's films and all that sort of thing, but actually everyone's really excited and become royalists overnight, I think.
And did you say that there's like, is it a rugby match that they've postponed or they're delaying because they're doing the royal wedding first and then they're going to go to that later because it means such a big thing to everyone there?
Yeah, I do know there are a few boys who are a bit disappointed that the wedding's going to be on live as opposed to the footy, but they'll get over it because I think the wedding's a bit more important myself.
Yes. So do
Fair
I.
Fair enough.
So do I, Matthew. I think the wedding is more important too. I love a wedding.
And what are your plans after the ceremony, Madeline? What are you going to do once you guys have finished here today?
Oh, I have to go shopping. I have to get all the souvenirs for everyone back home.
There's so much tat around, isn't there?
There is. I've got to filter it out and find the best stuff.
Tat is not the word, is it?
There was this lady, honestly, there was this lady trying to flog these royal wedding buckets to me earlier. And I just,
you should have gone down there with some ping pong balls with Kate and Wills written on them. You could have sold them for £1 a piece.
Do you know what? That would have been a good idea.
Pound a piece or both for £1.50. It's a bargain.
Have you bought anything today? What about you, Jess? Have you bought any souvenirs?
I've been looking for a flag, but I haven't found one yet. But yet again, I'm going to wait until a bit later and buy some more souvenirs.
Okay. One of the girls here, actually, Chris, has painted her nails like a Union Jack flag. Yeah, it's quite good, actually. We're just taking a picture of it now, which we're going to send back to you. Right.
Well, I can see you because we've set up a little video so I can see you.
Oh, okay.
So I can see the nails now.
They do look good.
All right, aren't they?
Yeah. I like.
Little Union Jack.
We're watching you via Twitter at Chris Moyle Show. That's what I'm saying, can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we're doing it. Yeah, let's have a look at you.
We're waving now. Can you see us waving?
Hi, everyone. Oh. Yeah. I tell you what, one of the girls looks a bit like William.
Oh dear. Well, luckily they can't hear you. So
she does. The one next to the girl in the red jacket, Matt, looks like William from a few years ago.
Really?
She's got like a purple scarf on.
But in a nice way, you mean that, don't you?
Do you not think, yes. Matt? Do you not think?
No, not at all. No, I don't.
Who can hear me out of those girls?
One of them, Ashley, can hear.
Ashley, but Ashley doesn't. Ashley, she does though, doesn't she?
I don't know what William looked like a few years ago.
She looked like your friend. She looked like your friend. She really does.
Which one? The one in the red jacket or the one in the purple scarf?
The one in the purple scarf. She looks like Prince William.
They say you look like Prince William a few years back, Clint.
And the girl with the ginger hair looks like Harry. It's unbelievable.
All right, I think you'll find Madeline is a very attractive young lady.
Yeah, she absolutely.
And she looks very beautiful today in a nice scarf and grey cardigan.
Both the Prince William and Prince Harry lookalikes look fantastic.
Yeah, so. They do.
All right, well, look, keep it up, Matt, and we'll check in with you later.
It's good to speak to you. I'll chat to you in a bit.
All right, cheers, love. Bye.
See you later. Bye. Bye.
There is Matthew Finch.
Good to speak to Matt, too.
Good to speak to you, Matt.
To
yeah, good to speak to you.
good to speak to you all, too.
It's great to speak to you guys.
It's a nice day. It's the royal wedding day today. Whatever you're doing, have a good day. I hope you enjoy yourself. Do you want some more music?
Yeah. Yes.
Come on, let's have a party. We're going to be doing a royal wedding disco at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm hosting it, so make sure you listen at 9 this day. I'm going to put in loads of cheesy, lovely songs. We're going to celebrate early. You've not been invited, I've not been invited, but we're going to have our own disco at 9 o'clock. Anyway, which is going to be very nice. It is 8:21. Good morning from BBC Radio 1, everybody. Love. Right. It's not all great news, Alad.
Isn't it?
Chris, it's not fair. I had to go to school today. Not fair from Cameron. I'm so upset I had to go to school because my school is under one of the only two councils in the UK that have said no to a day off. Not fair. Boom. From Sarah near Inverness. Barney's 15 in Devon. Got to go to school today. I don't get a day off because my school is bad, says Will in Hartford. My school is the only one. That's no day off, says Lucy. I still got to go to school, says Bella. Harry in Cheltenham, Izzy Berry, and Becca in Inverness going to school today. Oh, boo! But you know what? If I was like the parent of someone who had to go to school today, I would give them a weekend treat of some kind.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, Mum and Dads. Dave is working all weekend, getting ready for whatever he's getting ready for. I'm working all weekend at Daisy Chain Florists in Milton Keynes doing wedding flowers. Feeling very royal, says Katie. Lucy from Exeter is working in a golf club. And tomorrow in a golf club. And the day after in a golf club. Sometimes I wish golf had never been invented. That's what she says. My boss decided he's not watching the wedding, so none of the workforce can. He wouldn't give us time off either, says filling crew. Boo to that boss. No holidays in the Highlands of Scotland. I'm on my way to school with my sister Michelle and Lucy in Fort William. I'm off to school, got my chemistry A-level mock today. But it's all right, because we're having a tea party at lunch. And I'm in home clothes. Go Royals, says Jess in Cheltenham. That's right, go Royals. I have lessons today. We get to watch the wedding, but my school still put on 6 lessons for us. How kind. Let's go back down to Matt Fincham, who is outside Buckingham Palace. Hello, Matt Fincham.
Hello, are you all right?
Yes, are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just so giddy with excitement. It's amazing down here. Are you guys all well?
All good?
Well, us?
Yeah,
we're great. We're feeling it. We're feeling the vibe of the royal wedding. And I'm looking forward to my disco at 9 o'clock.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Well, I know some of the tracks, so yeah, we'll be listening from 9 down here in the truck. But I'm stood right opposite Buckingham Palace at the moment, and the crowd's just growing and growing literally every minute, like a couple of hundred more people turn up. So I've got 3 people here, if you want me to have a quick chat with them now.
Sure.
Yes. Tom is an art student from Highgate, which is in North London. You're right, Tom?
I'm very well, thank you very much, Matt.
And how very professional. How old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
Okay.
And, hi there, man. How are you?
Actually, Tom can hear you. Say hello to Chris.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much, Christopher.
You've got one of the poshest and deepest voices I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, thank you very much.
What are you doing? What are you, a student, did you say?
You what, sorry?
What are you, a student, did you say?
Yeah, I'm an art student at CSM.
Oh, very nice. Which stands for Chris School Moyles.
Of course it does.
That's right. So when did you get down there today?
Pardon?
When did you arrive down there today?
We came here about 6:30 this morning, and we've set up camp, and we've got our PIMS flowing, and it's lovely.
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go for it.
Do they always play this music when you speak?
Always.
That's not
just
me.
Just follow me around with it.
That's amazing.
Where's that coming from?
Handel's Messiah.
I'll tell you.
Wow.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Leighton Buzzard.
From Leighton Buzzard?
Yep. The back end of nowhere.
I should have recognised the accent as well. I should have done. Yeah, as well, isn't it? And where are you now? Where are you living now?
In Highgate.
Highgate. Oh, very nice. Which pub do you go to?
The Prince of Wales.
Oh, very, very nice. I like it. So, well, it's how good is that? He goes to the Prince of Wales pub. You can't make this stuff up.
Brilliant.
Have you ever been to the pub quiz they do there?
Yeah, we go to the pub quiz. We ain't won yet, though.
It's very difficult, isn't it?
It's horrendous.
That's the pub quiz that me and Dave went to years ago, and one of the questions was, how many golf balls are on the moon?
26?
No, three.
Three?
There you are.
It's awful.
All right, well, who else is there, Matt? By the way, nice chatting with you, sir. Very posh, deep voice.
Thank you very much, Christopher.
Enjoy your day. Matthew, who else is there?
This girl is slightly less posh. Her name's Emily. She's Tom's she's Tom's best friend. A bit more uncouth. Say hello, Emily.
Hello.
You're live on Radio
All
1.
All right, Emily.
Hi, guys.
You're right.
She's got her tongue pierced.
Oh, Emily, that's not very regal.
Well, don't worry. It's only, like, temporary. I'll take it out when I need to do, like, a real job and grow up and be sensible and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be smiling at the happy couple as they go by, and then Kate's lasting memory is some girl looks at me with her tongue pierced.
Yeah, but it might flash and get their attention.
That's... Well, no, don't flash and get their attention.
Not that kind of flash.
Right,
like,
okay,
like,
I was about to say. All right. So, are you excited? Is it nice? Is it a nice atmosphere? Is it quite giddy down there?
There's lots of flags and everyone dressed up looking really, really special. No, it's quite exciting. It's cold.
You sound like the girl who'll be able to answer this question. People have been texting in saying, for the crowd that are down there, what happens if you need to go to the loo?
Oh, there's portaloos. There's loads of portaloos. There were people sat on top of the portaloos, which is a bit strange and worrying. But no, there are toilets. Don't worry.
Okay. We're actually right by the portaloos now. Fiona, show them.
What a great location you have, then, Matthew. That's nice.
Someone comes out.
I've also got a guy called Johan here, who's from Munich. Oh. You all right, Johan?
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hello, Johan.
Hello, it's Johannes, but...
Oh, sorry, Johannes.
Oops. Johannes. No, sorry. Yeah. Well, hello, Your Highness. everybody's royal. It's amazing, isn't it? Where are you from?
From Munich, Germany.
Oh, very nice. When did you arrive in London?
Oh, last year in September. I'm a student here for a year.
Say, you came very early for the royal wedding. What are you studying?
Yeah, I'm well prepared. I'm studying law and anthropology at LSE.
Oh, that's what I did. I did exactly those two courses there. How do you find the anthropology course?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I find that exciting too. So you've got a good position. You're down there. It's very exciting. You're there for the royal wedding. You excited?
Yeah, we're very close to Buckingham Palace, so it's only a couple of metres away, yeah.
Very nice. All right. Well, listen, it's nice to share in the excitement with you, and I hope you have a lovely day, Your Highness.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. I don't know what Matt, I don't know what to say.
No, I know. I don't think he got that, but it's fine.
His name is Your Highness.
Johannes.
Seriously, you found a guy whose name is Your Highness, and you brilliant. Found a guy who drinks in a pub called the Prince of Wales.
Matt, right, when we watch BBC News, right, they seem to have a lot of people who are representative of the whole country, and they're all sat very excited about this. Whenever you talk to people, you tend to find the poshest people alive.
Yeah, it's really weird. I seem to attract posh people.
Matt, but, where are the chavs?
Well, yeah, I...
There's a lot there.
Fiona's, like, shaking her head at me. No chavs spotted yet.
Oh, come on. You must be able to find some proper, like, rough types.
I think... What's the name of the guy from The One Show? The new one? Matt something.
Matt Baker.
He's just walked past.
He's not a chav! You can't say that!
No, I'm not calling him a chav, but he's just walked by.
He's very respectable.
I think that's him, isn't it? Oh, he's got a bit of an entourage as well. That's
has he?
Yeah. Oh. Four people. Is that a police officer with him? Yeah. So Matt from The One Show has just walked past as well. So that's my first celebrity spot. I text Fern.
Wow, that's amazing. Well done. That is brilliant. Well done.
I text Fern to see if she was around, but no reply as of yet. So
She's kind of busy doing the TV stuff. But yeah, you'd think that she might at least answer the phone to you.
Yeah,
she's ignoring you, Matt.
We'll see. But it's brilliant here. I'm just totally caught up in the moment. So sorry if I sound a bit like overstimulated.
What are you wearing, by the way? I don't mind you being overstimulated.
What a ridiculous thing to say. What word is overstimulated to use on
you
the
know
radio?
What I mean?
Excited.
Are you
excited?
Are you and Fiona both overstimulated with each other?
No, really, categorically not. What was the question? What
I
am
have
I wearing?
No idea. Quite frankly, I have no idea. What are you wearing? What's the outfit you've got on today?
I'm wearing a suit. I'm wearing a black suit with quite pointy black shoes and a kind of, what colour would you call this, Fee? Like
purple.
A sort of purpley shirt.
No tie.
I heard you chatting about the tie earlier. I opted to go kind of smart casual, so I haven't actually worn one today.
Okay, and is Fiona dressed up or is she in her usual quirky outfit?
Can I tell the story, Fee? Fee went and bought this dress yesterday, but she's so cheap. She's keeping the label in because she's hoping to take it back to the shop.
That's our girl. That's our girl.
Classy, Fiona. She's
unbelievable.
It's such a boring dress. I'm never going to wear it again.
What does she look like in it, Matt? Because normally Fiona doesn't really dress like a girl. Does she look nice?
It looks like something my grandma would have as curtain fabric.
I'll tell you what.
Fiona, you know that if Matt doesn't like what you're wearing, it's got to be cool.
Exactly.
Says the cardigan wearing monkey. All right then. Well, listen, thank you, Matt. We'll check in with you later. We're going to have to do one more report before 9 because then we're getting into the Royal Wedding Disco, which I'm hosting, by the way.
Oh,
yes, you are.
I'm hosting it.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Nice one. See you in a bit. Bye.
Bye.
And how nice of them to play that music, which, by the way, isn't that the theme to the Champions League? Yeah. The Champions!
That's true.
That was really freaking me out. I was looking at the desk going, where's that coming from?
I'm thinking, I'm not playing that. I don't have the UA for Champions League music. Where's that coming from? Never mind. Anyway, more royal wedding stuff later on. In fact, Dominic is going to do the news in a second. And we'll be live with Chris and Tulip, unless one of them is on tape. I wonder if we can guess which one. That's right, Dom. Right, news time, here we go.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what we should play? Because what day is it today, Dominic?
It's McFly Day.
That's right. We need to play McFly after the news. Stargirl for our very own Stargirl, Catherine Middleton. 8:32.
And at the World Snooker Championship, John Higgins trails Mark Williams 5-3.
Whoopsie!
Judd Trump's also 5-3 up against Ding Junhui.
And
against who?
Ding Junhui.
I'm fine, thank you.
And the royal wedding weather. Cloudy in London at the moment. There is a little bit of sunshine, as Tulip was saying, but it's kind of gone away now. A chance of some heavy showers by early afternoon. Elsewhere in the UK, a mixture of sunshine and showers for most parts of Scotland, mainly dry and bright for Northern Ireland, and a mixture of sunshine and showers in Wales. 8:36 now.
I'm not often right with predictions, but I think the sun's going to come out.
Do you?
In London for the wedding. Yeah, I do.
What, at 11 o'clock when they're actually getting married or when they appear on the balcony at Buckingham
Both.
Palace? Really?
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Telling you. What time are they on the balcony?
I think it's about 1:25.
1:24.
Right. Oh, yeah, 1:24.
Oh, yeah, 1:24. That is ridiculous,
that
isn't it?
That precise time.
Wow. That's going to be exciting. The thing is, though, well, you know what's nice is that, I think he's one of us because he listens to Radio 1.
Yeah.
And he's been at Radio 1 Big Weekend.
Yeah.
Therefore, in my eyes, he's like one of our listeners getting married. No, honestly, I've never met Kate Middleton. I'm sure she's lovely and all that. But, he listens to us. So I feel it's like one of our listeners getting married.
That's really nice, isn't
it? And because of that, I hope he does something, you know, on the balcony. Mm. It's always a bit boring. Mm. You know, it's always a bit staged and, you know, it's all pomp and circumstance, which is fine. But
lots of royal waving.
Wouldn't it be great if he kind of, I don't know, just did something a little bit cool.
I'm thinking like the robot, like Peter Crouch robot style.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Oh, if he had a mic.
Yeah.
And he walks out and he goes, how y'all doing, everyone all right? Yeah, I just got married. Check out my wife. Oh, yeah. She's my wifey. Big up everybody from Cambridge. I'm your duke. I'm the duke of Cambridge. Let me hear you say, yeah, that's right. Thank you for coming. Yeah. I want to say hello to my best man. Get Harry out here. Yeah, come on. How you doing, everyone? Woo! Who wants a t-shirt? Now leave that. Sell them later. Yeah, come on. Kate, do you want to say anything?
No.
No, she doesn't. All right, yeah. Everyone say yo. When I say pub, you say quiz. Pub.
Quiz.
Pub.
Quiz.
Big up Chris Moore's Radio One Piece. We out of here, Tiny Temper.
I would be a royalist for life.
Can you even imagine?
I know. I think a lot of people would be passing out.
And then Hugh Edwards on the BBC goes, well, certainly not the normal tradition that we're used to. But big up the Duke there. All right, it's 8:38.
The royal wedding's on the way, but we won't get to go. But because we are so lovely, we'll do a special show. Friday, April 29th is a bank holiday. But we'll be on the air for you to celebrate this special day.
Everybody ready?
Ready.
Yo, by the way, one more thing. Yo, Prince William here, the Duke of Cambridge. You know what day it is today? What day is it?
McFly Day!
You know what we haven't done, really? We haven't picked up the best man this morning. So big up to Harry, the best man, His Royal Highness, the Prince. The Prince of Harry's around the world. We've just been saying that there's a good chance, so you never know, that William and Harry might go, look, we just want a normal Friday morning, put Radio 1 on, and we'll play the Golden Hour at 9 o'clock. Well, if you are listening, good morning, and have a lovely day. And we've got a special Royal Wedding Disco at 9. Instead of the Golden Hour, I'm doing a disco. I'm going to start in 12 minutes. Do not miss it. I am doing a wedding disco at 9 o'clock this morning, so get the radio up wherever you are, and we're all going to pretend, because none of us are going, none of us have been invited, nothing.
No.
You know, nothing. Not even Tiny Temper's going.
No.
Unless he isn't, he's not saying anything. Anyway, we'll do our Royal Wedding Disco at 9 o'clock. Meanwhile, back to Buckingham Palace and his royal hopelessness, Mr. Matt Fincham.
I quite like that title. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
We're right in the thick of it now. We're in a crowd of... How many people do you reckon are here now, Fee? Thousands and thousands. So we're right in the middle of it. I've got Laura.
Did she say a million?
Well, she said a million, yeah.
Right. Tell her to lay off the pims.
Lay off the pims, Fee. I'm stood next to Laura and Steve. Laura's 24 and from Stockport, just outside Manchester. You're
hi,
right, Laura.
Hello, hi.
You're all right?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right. Good. Yay! Someone who's not posh. No offence, Laura.
No, definitely not.
No, I'm not. I've come down here. I'm going to rob Bookhouse while the wedding's on. No one will ever think about that.
You know me so well.
When did you get down, Laura?
This morning.
All right. Oh, wow. What time did you set off?
We set off at midnight last night. Ooh, and we got here at half past six this morning.
So you've got in, though. That's good that you've got so close.
Yeah, well, yeah, we were dead lucky, really, because apparently they shut it now, so...
I said to the cop, and I went, oi, copper, let me in, man, I'll knock your hat off.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry. And who are you with, Laura?
With my boyfriend, Steve.
Is he next to you?
Hi, you okay?
Hi, Steve, how are you?
Steve, unfortunately, can't hear you. Give him the cans.
Oh, okay. Give him the cans now. Give him the cans.
Hiya,
Steve.
Here's Steve.
Hi there, Chris. You all right?
Yeah, good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
So, whose idea was it to come down? Was it Laura's?
No, it was a bit of a mutual thing. It was a bit of a crazy idea we had a few weeks ago. You know, obviously, it's a big day today. We ought to get involved with the atmosphere.
And is it just you and her?
Just me and her, yeah. We came down this morning.
And are you going to go back later today, or are you going to hang out?
No, I'm going back tonight. She's got work tomorrow, so...
Oh, hey, I tell you what, though, Steve, just as well, though, because that would have cost you a fortune in a hotel tonight.
It would have done, yeah.
Has she already talked you into going shopping?
Sorry, what did you say, Chris?
Has she already talked you into going shopping later?
I think that's on the cards. Yeah. I think that's on the cards, but we haven't had any sleep yet, so...
Steve,
so she might be tired out.
Steve, tell her they've closed all the shops because of the Royal Wedding. Just all shops are closed.
I'll tell her that, Chris. Yeah, I'll tell her
no
that.
No worries. We'll back you up. All right, put Laura back on. We'll just have a quick goodbye to her. Have a good day. Cheers, love. Cheers, love. Listen to me.
There she is.
Hi.
Hi, Laura, love.
Hiya.
Hiya, hi. Well, listen, the bad news is, you know, all the shops in London are closed today.
Yeah,
so you won't be able to go shopping.
Oh, yeah. No Primarni.
But tell who's driving, you or Steve? Laura.
Hello.
Who's driving, you or Steve?
The coach driver's driving.
All right, so you can get on it then.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey! All right, well, have a lovely time, Laura. Nice chat with you and Steve. Enjoy it. Bye.
Bye.
Right, Matthew Fincham.
Hello.
It's all going off now, isn't it?
I know. Quite literally, yeah. It
quite
is.
Literally.
Literally.
Literally. Literally. She seems nice. And it's nice to, you know, when you need a chav, you automatically go for somebody from the north. Thanks very much.
Get a regional accent on air, you know. No, it's good. There's so many excitable people down here, and I think we're just going to nip off and get a bacon sandwich now, aren't we, Fee?
After that, though, Matt, are you going to stay? You're going to hang around and see what happens?
Yeah, well, I'm actually hanging around with Matt Edmondson, who's going to be doing some bits into Vernon's show, so I'll be hanging out with him
and staying
for the rest of the morning. Yeah,
Matt.
So, yeah, that's all happening after us at 10, isn't it?
Tell
so,
Fiona to be careful with that dress as well, with tomato ketchup and stuff, if she still wants to take it back to the shops.
Yeah, I better be careful. I want to take it back tomorrow.
Yeah, be careful, Fee.
How shameless you are about that.
Hey, Matt.
No shame.
Yes.
Do you think you've got away with it?
Do I think I've got away with it?
Yeah.
Away with what?
Something that was set up almost 2 hours ago.
I'm lost.
That you were meant to get shout to the crowd when I say Prince, say William.
Now I forgot about that.
This is your last chance before I start the Royal Wedding Disco at 9 o'clock.
Okay,
you could just do it ad lib and see what happens.
When I say Prince,
you say William. Prince,
okay.
William.
Okay.
And then
okay.
When I say Kate,
Duke.
You say Middleton. You've got to do that one as well.
How about when I say Duke, you say of Cambridge?
No, but the people around there won't know that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because that's only come out recently.
Right. Well, I'm right in the middle of the crowd, so I'm going to give it a go.
So to get everyone's attention, you should shout, "Hey, everybody! When I say Prince, you say William." All right, give it that, and then do Kate Middleton, and then go hooray, and see if they all cheer, and then I'll just play a jingle and go into a record. It'll be brilliant.
Okay. Right.
Best of luck.
Here we go. Thank you.
Good luck, Matt.
Right, everyone, we're live on Radio 1. When I say Prince, you say William. Prince!
William!
Prince!
William!
When I say Kate, you say Middleton. Kate!
Middleton!
Kate!
Middleton!
Finally, when I say Duke, you say of Cambridge. Duke!
Of Cambridge!
Duke!
Of Cambridge!
Thank you.
And try this one as well. When I say shut up, you say shut up, Matt. Try
when
that
I say
one.
What?
When I say shut up, you say shut up, Matt.
When I say shut up, you say Matt. Shut up.
Matt.
Shut up.
Matt.
There you go.
Good work, Matt.
Well done.
Well done, Matt.
You just kissed your OBE goodbye. All right. Well, thank you, Fiona. Thank you, Matt.
Okay, have a good disco. See you on Tuesday.
Cheers. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, and he's right. The Royal Wedding Disco hosted by me is in 6 minutes.
William and Kate are going up the aisle. Then maybe they can honeymoon with us, slot in Carlisle. They can come to the big weekend. Kate will be so excited. Then Chris can go and meet the Queen and maybe he'll get knighted.
And just in case Prince William is listening, we're going to play a song for you right now.
Chris Miles Show, we all love royal weddings.
It's your buddy, it's our buddy.
BBC Radio.
Now you're in the world.
Ellie Goulding and your song. And Ellie will be performing that, apparently, for the happy couple.
Yeah, she will.
Beautiful.
When they have the wedding reception at the Horse and Hound pub, just around the corner.
Shh.
They call it the Pony and Dog or something.
Yeah, don't go down there. You won't get in.
Yeah.
Right, you need a wristband.
Yeah.
Or if you know Tony on the door.
And take your driving license and a utility bill.
Is that what you need to do? I never knew that. Right. Normally we do the Golden Hour on a Friday. But not today, because we're going to do Radio 1's Royal Wedding Disco. Now, there'll be a lot of this going on today on Radio 1. Vernon Kay is in the Jesus at 10 o'clock this morning. But between now and Vernon, we're going to do the Chris Moyles Show Royal Wedding Disco. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
It's like the Golden Hour, but it's a disco. So... disco's here, disco's there, let's go!
Action! Radio! Radio 1!
All you gotta do, by the way, you don't have to worry about guessing the year. Just text in 81199 and we'll say hello to as many people as we can. It's the Royal Wedding Disco.
The best sound in Britain.
Come on now.
Radio 1. The UK's favourite DJs. Chris Moyles.
Hang on a second. I need to get into... I'm not Chris Moyles Radio 1 DJ. Good. I am Chris Moyles Mobile DJ.
You gonna do the voice?
The UK's favourite DJs.
How y'all doing, everyone?
Chris Moyles.
Yo.
Radio 1.
Here we go.
The best sound in Britain. Radio 1. Radio 1.
Right, we're doing a right roll. Wedding Disco. We're going to start with a big song you all know. Put your hands in the air.
Radio 1.
Come on, everyone.
Hey.
I know this is one of Kate's favourites, and you'll love it too. It's The Killers. Right, there you go. Don't Stop Believing, a Radio 1's Royal Wedding Disco.
Don't stop believing.
Yeah. Well, can I take this voice off? Tell you what, it hurts doing this for half an hour.
I bet
now Vernon gets on a Saturday. And when he only does one day a week.
A week. A week.
When can I make the magical transformation back to me?
During news.
No.
No, into news.
No, now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going now. Thanks, everyone. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hi, mate.
Welcome back.
Yeah, where have you been?
Well, it's me doing a voice.
Right, right.
But that was nice. I enjoyed that Royal Wedding Disco.
That was lovely. Let's put us all in the mood.
It's like getting an insight into Vernon's life. Isn't that right, Vernon?
That's the soundtrack of my day.
By the way, can I just say, Vernon Kay is also dressed up in a suit this morning for the Royal Wedding.
Thank you.
Are you taking the entire ceremony live, or are you playing records between from 11?
No, we're taking the I do moment, I do believe, live. Yeah, so when she says, I do, and he says, I do.
Then you come off the back of it and play Bewitched or something.
A bit of Aswad, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
As is tradition.
Yeah.
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 Well, Vernon Kay, what a little treat. Vernon Kay in the His Who's at 10 o'clock this morning.
Woo! In the house.
Are you excited?
I am, actually, yeah.
I thought you would be.
Yeah, the streets of London are dead.
Yeah.
There is no one around. It's awesome.
You know, you wait until everybody starts leaving Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Then it's going to start getting busy.
Yeah, nightmare.
There's a million tourists deciding to go straight to the shops. And that's when we all go straight to the poozer. Right, the next half hour, our wedding disco continues, but it's hosted by me, Chris, in my normal voice.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
No, that wasn't my normal voice for the last half hour. Thank you very much. So we've got... Do you want to know what's coming up or not in the next half hour?
Yeah.
Shall I just give you the artists? Take That. Michael Jackson.
Nice.
S Club 7.
Yay.
D-Light. Spice Girls. But do you know what? Honestly, it sounds horrendous. Good. It's going to sound brilliant.
Great.
And we'll do it in a few minutes after the news. So Dominic, it's 9:31. Right, wherever you are, everybody, sing!
I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt
yes,
this
I swear. It's the truth. And I hope
Royal Wedding. Moyles Royal Wedding Disco was trending on Twitter in the United Kingdom. I'm very proud of our Twitter followers. Wake up, Vernon.
Hiya, Chris.
Hiya, Vernon.
Hey.
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 After all these years, can you believe it?
What?
You're throwing a show to me.
Have we never done this before?
We've never done this before.
Ah.
How good's that?
It's very enjoyable.
It is.
And now it's time for Ollie Oaks!
Hello, Brimbleton! June, wake up! June, we're on!
All right, yeah, thanks, Vernon. That was amazing.
June! No, We're live.
Alley Oaks. It goes on forever, Vernon.
Love her.
You all right then,
V? Yeah, very good, mate. Very good indeed.
Nice to see you on Radio 1 on a Friday. Look at this.
I know. And we're all suited and booted.
Yes.
We're all ready to go.
You've got a lovely suit on.
Thank you very much.
Who are you wearing?
Well, darling, this morning I'm wearing Richard James Savile Row.
Oh. Yo, I knew a DJ called Richard James.
Did you?
Yeah, is it one of his?
No, it's not.
He had a place on Savile Row, though. He works in Harrogate.
But he had a place on Savile Row. What wages were he on?
So yours is Richard James. What's yours, Dominic? Duncan James.
Possibly, yeah. I've got...
What, darling?
Cecil G.
Not the Cess. And the family all good? Tess all good?
Everything is rocking and rolling, big man.
Will Tess be listening this morning?
No, she'll be watching and listening.
Mm.
Oh. Dug myself out of that hole, didn't I?
Oh, hello, Tess.
Watching TV with the sound down.
Yes, thank you, Dom.
Tell Tess you look lovely for the wedding today. Is she dressed up to watch it at home?
She's got the kids ready. The kids are wearing red, white and blue.
Aww.
Kids love it, don't they?
Yeah. Spider-Man with white plimsolls. I'll be dressed
like
that later.
No, it's Wonder Woman. I've got two girls, remember?
Oh, well, see, that's such a lovely thing. And then for the rest of the day, what are you going to do? The rest of the day,
I think we're just going to enjoy the atmosphere of the royal wedding and take advantage of the fact that William and Catherine have given us a bank holiday. If nothing else, it's
nice.
A day off.
True.
You know what I mean? Thank you, Will. Thank you, Catherine.
Well, I've got to go because I've got to arrive at Westminster Abbey before Kate does.
Yeah, you better get a book. Hey, hang on a minute. That's not where the disco is.
What? No, I'm going to the wedding.
I thought you were doing the do.
I just did the do.
No, I thought you were... have I let the...
No,
cat
I'm
the
not. No, do you know what? If you want to know the truth, I'm going home.
All right, fair enough.
And then I'm popping out later. Oh. And I might be going to the pub tonight.
Yeah.
That's my royal wedding day.
Let's be honest, that's what William and Kate are going to be doing.
Well, that's true, before they fly off to Ibiza for the honeymoon, which is going to be cracking.
And then they get back on the weekend of the big weekend.
Do you think they'll turn up?
Well, they loved it last year. I mean, we raised the bar, we set the precedent. I mean, I'm going to say this to the nation at 4 minutes past ten. I sang Alicia Keys' New York to Catherine, the soon-to-be Duchess of Cambridge.
Was she there? When? When?
Did you at the that? Side of the stage.
Was she there?
She was there.
I
me,
didn't
know that. She was
William.
There.
Was she? Catherine. My best man, Luke.
They weren't all together, those three.
Yeah?
Were they?
Luke, wow. Well, you know what Luke's like.
Well, he'll talk to anybody.
Exactly.
Mm. Is she really nice, Vern? I imagine she's a nice lady.
She is lovely.
Yeah.
Right.
Very nice.
Aww.
And we had a nice bit of banter at the side of the stage, and I said, excuse me, Kate, just give me 1 second. New York! Captain Jungle Wedges are made of... Sorry, where were we?
It's amazing you never got invited to the wedding after that.
Yeah. I know.
Well, yeah. I can't say anything bad about his royal loveliness today, the prince, or soon to be the Duke of Cambridge.
The Duke.
But Duke. I can say it before and after the wedding, he did make reference to my moobs when he saw me. What do you mean, good lad, good man? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a natural reaction. Any lad, you know, when they see you, because you're a friend of the nation, that people feel that they can say, whoa, Chris, look at them moobs.
No, they don't. That's awful.
Yes, they do. No, it's a compliment. It's like people come up to me and go, all right, lanky.
Right, 8999, text in, all right, lanky, to Vernon K right now. I want 10,000 text messages. I want to crash the Radio 1 text machine. Everyone get the phone out. I'm going to do it. 8999.
Get it trended on Twitter. All right, lanky.
All right, lanky. Hashtag on Twitter. Hashtag all right, lanky. On the text, 8999, all right, lanky.
There you
Have
go.
A lovely show, Lanky K.
Thank you, Fosse.
Go on, press play.
This is BBC.
Morning, BBC!
BBC. BBC. Radio. Radio.